You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're laughing about so many random things. I forgot we have lightning bets coming up. I was like, oh, I didn't get my bets together for what we're going to do in lightning bets here. We got to go, where's the room? But I know, Sam, you heard from somebody who's listening or watching the show, and you wanted to share their observation that they had.
I'll just read the text. I'm a little behind on the show, but what is Gurch smoking? Blackhawks make the playoffs. They're a bottom five team in the league.
Was that Alex B?
No, it was not. Alex B. Okay. No. I
all of his reasoning, it threw me off. I couldn't even focus on that because we were all just taken aback that he was one going positive, two mentioning Blackhawks, who's probably the favorite to have the worst record in the NHL, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw the price to be the team with the least points. They have the shortest odds at 2-1. So take from
that
what you
will. What about Bill's worst record? Was that a good bet? Bill's worst record? I heard somebody made that one.
Is it good when you have Bill's worst record and Sean McDermott coach of the year? Is that good?
Market cornered.
Yes.
I don't even know what his reasoning was, but he wanted to be positive. I don't think it's going to hit. Blackhawks playoffs.
No.
I don't think so. All right, let's bring in Paul before we get to our lightning bets. Paul Aspen, hop on in. Tell us where the room is at for Thursday night football. The game's a mess. A lot of the star players or players that would be bet on with prop betting, not going to be on the field. What are they doing?
All right, well, let's start with this. This guy's name was brought up. A little teaser for you. Most bet player to score a touchdown at BetMGM. Devontae Adams at +125. Yep. Now for the most bet props at BetMGM for tonight's game. Number 5, CMC over 16.5 rushing attempts. Don't have the juice.
So they're going to be in the game? Then apparently you're going over 16.5 rushing attempts with a point where you're a 9-point dog. It's idiotic. I might go the other way on that one.
Okay. Number 2. Most bet prop bet MGM CMC over 6.5 receptions. You guys talk about this one a little bit.
Okay. Yep. So 2 CMCs to get things going.
Not good for my McCaffrey offensive player of the year ticket.
Uh-oh. You thinking something real bad happens?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Number 3, DeMarcus Robinson, over 28.5 receiving yards.
That's funny.
It's number 3. That's not because I guess he's the number 1 receiver tonight. Okay.
That's a it's a minus 110. Blake Corum over 30 and a half rushing yards.
So the second most popular prop bet, second and third, is on a receiver to go over 28 and a half and a runner to go over 30 and a half.
Okay. Minus 135, by the way.
Of course.
All right, what's the last one? Most popular prop bet.
This is good. Brian Robinson Jr., over 17 and a half rushing yards.
That's the one. That's the loser. No doubt.
Yep. So, blowout, they're thinking the second running back comes in?
I don't know what they're thinking. No clue.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me. Okay. And it's a tough defense. Let's say he gets some run. Who's to say he even gets to that number? It's still 17 and a half. Other places up to 19 and a half. Jeez. I don't get that. Yeah, Devontae on touchdowns. Puka number two. Oh, Puka two, Robinson three. Kyren Williams is fifth. CMC, the only Niner in there, in the top five.
It is funny that the market is betting Rams like they know the final score, and the room is betting Niners rushing props. That, to me, is hilarious.
It's crazy. Crazy to me. Okay, you know where I stand on these games, and we'll get to lightning bets. I see the MLB room numbers. Love it. I love what I see.
Me too.
Third most popular side. Third most popular. Yankees minus 160. Second most popular. Cubs minus 115. Most popular side, first game of the day, Guardians minus 120. Already liked the other side on all three of those.
Cubs dead. What? What do you want? Let's do our lightning bets. Padres money line. Ship it. That's the bet.
I like the Tigers. I like the Padres. And given this, look, I think Red Sox Yankees is a toss up. What the hell's going to happen? These starters aren't going to be out there very long. They're going to go right to the bullpens. Any sign of trouble? The total seven and a half. Do all three unders hit? Probably. Right? It's not going to be in a position where you can get a ton of runs. I don't really see it. In particular, I do like the unders in the Detroit, Cleveland, San Diego, Chicago games. And I like the road dogs in both of those games. That's where I'm at. Let me also throw out Penn State, minus 24.5 at UCLA. And as far as Thursday night football, outside of fading the room, I got nothing. I don't know what you do with this number. I mean, maybe you could make a case for the under in the game, but I don't really want to do that. I'm just going to go against these random room plays. Because if I'm going to be confident in the room, you would think it would be tonight when nobody knows what the hell is going to happen, who's going to be on the field, but they have opinions on all these backup running backs. Makes no sense to me. Okay.
Thursday night running room backs. Has not been good. I know that it's not a big sample size. We're only in week five, but last week, room comes in hot on Torrey Horton over receiving yards, and he had one catch. So I'm inclined to think after the profits the room made on Monday, the room gives back tonight. Robinson, so the bet, if you're fading the room, would be Robinson under on rush yards, right, Paul? That's the number one bet, the over?
That's the number one bet, yep. Going under on that.
Be looking at some Robinson under tonight for sure.
Robinson under. What about Corum? So they're thinking blowout, backup running back too. There, that's crazy.
We're looking at 2 and 3, under. 2 and 3 or 1 and 4 per use.
Yep, I could see the McCaffrey receptions getting there. The rush attempts, I don't understand. He's going to have at least 17 rush attempts. I don't get that. All right. Yeah, lightning bets. I like Detroit and San Diego. I like the unders in those games at Penn State. You know, just fading the room, but that's per usual. Paul, do you have anything for lightning bets?
I just want to talk about Vandy a little bit more. They are tied for the most fumble recoveries in FBS, so a lot of fumble luck. 25 of 29 turning red zone trips into end zone trips. That's top five in the country, top five in third down percent conversion percentage, top 20 in sacks. It just all is going to come back down this weekend in Tuscaloosa. And then since we did it yesterday, I'll run it back. I'm going to kind of combo it a little bit. So there's a headline out there. Cubs wait for Pete Crow Armstrong's signature playoff moment.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At +625, today is the day. There is no wind. PCA is bombing one to the scoreboard.
Really?
But
what? The he Padres can't make contact.
That's all right. He's due. But okay, the Padres win. You Darvish and his 5-something ERA is going to just hang a little floater there, and he's going to take it to the street. But Padres money line. That combo is 15-1. PCA home run, Padres money line.
Parlay Paul strikes again.
Wow. PCA homer. And what's that number again?
15.
I hope it's 5-0 Padres and he hits a solo homer in the eighth. That's what I hope.
Yeah. I want a little sweat. I want a little juice. I'm gonna go up to Wrigley today. I want a little buzz. Bars. Maybe not into the game. No, definitely not. But
a bar
in
around
the area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just want a little buzz, maybe an early home run, and then see ya. I actually don't really care either way. I do have a Padres ticket, but so I do care.
Yeah, I think you would care. I think you would care a good deal. Like, you definitely want the Padres to win.
I don't really care, but I do care.
Except I do.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Jake Hassan, he only wants the Phillies to lose, apparently. Jake, what do you have?
They're going to get stomped.
Yeah, I know. Jake. Sweep.
Overs.
I'm with Tigers, Padres, Red Sox. Let's rock.
Tigers, Padres. Oh, you got Red Sox. Oh, because at least
I like
series.
All the dogs today.
Yeah.
How does it lose?
Parlay. No parlay with that. You get a good number. Just saying. You didn't do the under, over. That hit yesterday at 6-1. You know, should
sure didn't. Sure didn't.
Neither did I.
Yeah. All right. Now I want to do all dogs. If you look at that.
Let's go.
Sitting there. Chair, no bets.
Sweating. Who's the Red Sox pitcher today? Early?
Early.
We're going to be sweating him for the last leg. Yeah, that would not be a lot of fun. All right. Enjoy today. Ton of baseball. You got Thursday Night Football. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. But more importantly, we'll preview everything going on week 5 and in college football this weekend on tomorrow's show, 9 a.m. Eastern. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Be sure you tell a friend. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a rating and a review. Appreciate you for hanging out. Back tomorrow morning right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.